When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, another episode of the podcast. Psych, Ali Ali, and producer Sarah. Her real name is Sarah. We just call her Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Welcome to 2024. If you missed the first podcast, it's okay. Everybody's been busy.
Right.
But I was looking at this list of predictions from 100 years ago.
Okay.
In the year 2024, in 1924, these were predictions people made in 1924 about what would be happening in 2024.
Flying cars. Is that on there?
I don't see flying cars just yet.
Okay.
I do see, though, the belief that horses would go extinct.
Aw. Well, I'm glad the horses are still neighing.
A producer at USC predicted horses would be an endangered species by now because the invention of automobiles would render them useless. That's not a bad prediction, actually.
Yeah, that's true, because they all rode horses then, but we still ride horses.
To quote, in another 100 years, you may find horses in zoos. I am sure you will not find them anywhere else, he said. Do they have horses?
Not in zoos. No. They're on farms.
Can I ask a question? Why is it with zoos? We have zebras in there.
Yep.
I mean, bears obviously need to be, you know, enclosed.
Right.
But why aren't horses in zoos? Why do horses get their own little, you know, place to stay?
Well, it's a great question.
Some horses just roam the field. Like, you ever be on, like, a long road trip through, like, Pennsylvania or New Jersey?
Yeah, you see horses everywhere.
There's just horses on the side of the road somewhere. Yeah.
Horses and cows. Horses and cows. That's what I've noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't see many horses and cows in the zoos, though.
I've seen cows in zoos, but not as many horses. I don't know why. I'm going to look that up. Wait, hang on.
Okay. You know, I always loved when I was little, I was on a road trip, and you see a horse, like, in the truck next to you. Truck for horses.
I saw a video, unrelated. I saw a video this past weekend. Some guy had a cow, like, attached to his truck, I don't know what they're called. The things that you attach to your truck that you can put animals in, livestock in.
A hitch,
I don't know.
Trailer.
But the back of it opened up. And the cow just walked out the back. It's funny, but it's really not, because the cow then tumbled. It was in traffic. The cow just tumbled.
Was the cow okay?
It was one of those videos that makes you watch for like 3.5 minutes, and the cow's thinking about it. And then right at the end of the video, the cow steps out and just tumbles down the road. I felt terrible.
Is it true that cows can't walk downstairs?
I've never heard that.
I haven't either. I'm pretty sure like that's factual.
I've heard about cow tipping.
I've heard that horses sleep standing up. But, I mean, it's true they can, but they also lay down when they're sleeping.
I can't find anything about horses in zoos.
All right, well, I'll move along. Okay. More predictions from 1924 about what would be happening in 2024. There was a nationally syndicated advice columnist who thought America's eating habits would drastically change our looks. To quote, will we have any teeth at all?
Oh, teeth was the concern?
Will there be any color on our face except paint? I don't know what that is. Will the men have any height to speak of, or will they be all girth? Well, speaking from experience, sir, not very tall, not a lot of girth.
Ew.
I think they were more so referring to the girth of like the size of a human being.
Right. Me and Sarah just both looked at each other like,
well, how about length?
Well, I guess that would be your height, right?
Right.
Height, you're referring length. To the other. Yeah. Yeah. Why would the prediction be that we don't have any teeth, though?
I don't know. Maybe because they predicted that we don't eat well, so our teeth would fall out because we don't eat well.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind having a pair of dentures, like a nice pair of,
really?
I hate my teeth.
Oh.
I've often thought about just, like, starting
don't
fresh,
do
like,
it.
Getting them all out and just starting with a new set.
Ew,
you should get
gross.
Some veneers.
Veneers.
No, yeah, those are gross.
See the thing about caps and veneers, though? They look like you got white chiclets for teeth. Like, you ever see a chiclet, like the gum?
I've seen people who have, like, fake teeth, and it's, like, all fake, and it looks, like, too perfect. When things look too perfect, it doesn't look right.
This is a pretty good prediction. Constant war everywhere. That tracks.
That does kind of track.
A limit to the number of kids you could have?
Nope. That just ask Nick Cannon. That does not track.
Yeah, very fair. Women would be in charge. Men would be raising the kids.
Okay.
I think there's been an evening out on that a little bit.
Somewhat, but not enough.
According to the New York Daily News, in a letter to the New York Daily News in 1924, a guy wrote, women will occupy all the highest positions and men will just do physical labor or stay home to, quote, wait on the babies or mind the pets.
Wow.
We could be trending that way.
I like, that's the Barbie movie right there.
Ooh, Here you go, Allie. Everybody would be flying to work. There it is.
Yeah, flying cars.
Yeah, I feel like that was the prediction when we were kids, too. Remember when we were kids, it was like, what's going to be in the year 2000?
Yeah, and like you travel by tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in Meet the Robinsons.
Still driving cars.
Great movie.
Still using gas. Although, I guess with electric vehicles, that's kind of futuristic, where some people are plugging in their cars now to drive.
Yeah, but what if you forget to charge it? And that's my issue. I always lose my chargers.
Last one here, working from home. In a book called Wireless Possibilities in the year 1924, a guy basically predicted the internet. He said we'd be doing most things remotely, and it would be great if you hate cities. Quote, what a help to the man who objects to a large city. Why could he not conduct his business from home in comfort? Well, we're seeing it now.
Well, you know what they should do was talk to, talk to the writers of The Simpsons, because they always got it right.
It's true.
They always got it right.
So if I could ask you ladies,
okay,
100 years from now, that'll be what, 2124?
2124.
We won't be here to see it.
No.
Unless something comes along that allows us to be here to see it.
Right.
What are your predictions for 100 years from now? Give me one, Allie.
Can I be like dark?
Sure.
I don't think this planet's going to exist.
You think Earth
is... I think this planet's gone.
I was kind of going the opposite way.
Oh, really?
I was going to think death wouldn't exist. Like, everyone would just live forever.
Which
forever.
I wouldn't like.
Aliens is mine.
Aliens is a good one.
100 years from now, we will know whatever the aliens are. We know that there is life form on other planets, whether it's actual walking beings or bugs or something just breathing and living on it. We will know. We will have access to. We might not make it there. But they will be revealed to us. Whatever it is will be revealed.
There are so many terrible human beings on this planet. I welcome the aliens. We need a different species
to interact
with.
If they take over and then kill us, then that's an issue.
Well, we're hoping for the best.
Right. Well, I'm just all dark.
By the way, speaking of aliens, did you see the Miami Mall story this weekend? Where there was a huge police presence in Miami, right at the Miami Mall down in Florida. There was like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cop cars late at night. I think it was Friday night. And people were believing it was because there was a report of giant alien-type figures.
I don't know.
Look it up. Look it up.
Yeah, but okay, but everyone...
See it? And now...
The streets are filled with the cop cars.
Now, you tell me. They said it was for kids fighting. No group of teenagers fighting draws that much police... Allie the picture of the car. That's a lot of cops, Sarah.
Well, so they could have come up with a better excuse. So maybe it was something else... But
this is what I don't like. We are being kept in the dark about things.
Because you know what happens when we do find out about things? You know how everyone went crazy during the pandemic and stealing toilet paper and all this stuff? Mm-hmm. We couldn't handle it. If the government came out tomorrow and said, yes, there are aliens out here.
That's true.
Take that information and do what you will. People would be a mess.
I think you're right there. Because I do feel as though we've been tiptoeing closer and closer to, and they're testing the waters to see how people would react. I don't think we're there yet.
We would be our own demise.
I think the majority of people would be spooked. But I think we're getting closer and closer to more and more people being okay with finding out if there's extraterrestrial life out
there. Well, you feel that way because you're okay with it.
You got to see some of the videos, though. Some people have doctored up videos of, like, the giant beings walking around the Miami Mall.
Doctored up videos makes me think there's really good Photoshop and video editing software now.
And that's what these videos are. It's obvious that that's what it is.
Right.
But they're really, really well put together.
So
it does make you wonder.
Nothing. I'm not even looking at the video.
I don't think teenagers were fighting at the Miami Mall.
They probably weren't.
I think the aliens are here already.
Boy.
Anyways, that's our podcast for today. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.